Express yourself.
Okay, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's Talk Line. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, Diane, I'm glad you're back.
Radio, you're welcome, and I'm...
I missed you.
I missed you too, John. I don't like being away from Talk Line.
Really?
I move heaven and earth to have this
slot
available. And everyone, this is Talk Line for the YK Delta and beyond. And it's John Active and...
Diane McCurchin. And she's dressed in her Missouri clothes today because it's so cold out there.
I learned how to dress warmly in Missouri during Christmas because it was below zero down there.
Yeah, down there.
Which was weird. And then at the booth, we have Rybo is back.
And it's wonderful to have him. He's a familiar voice here at KYK.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and
hi, Marista.
Good morning.
That was Lillian in the background.
I know Lillian from Queetluck.
Mm-hmm. Well, today's Friday, January 26th.
Yeah.
K300 Day.
Yeah.
K300 Day today. Wow. Oh, it's also Australia Day. Good morning, all you Aussies.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Audi. Mm-hmm. All right. So we have Tony is our first caller this morning. Good morning, Tony. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning. I'd like to say good morning to the KYUK staff and all its members. And my first question, or my only question, is about the K300.
Yes.
Are they starting down?
No, not by, on the river.
Where is it?
They're going to be starting at the H Marker Lake.
Okay, H Marker. What about the Hanger Lake?
No.
And the detail for the H Marker Lake is. The start is actually at Charlie's Lake?
Between the airport and Thunder Ridge.
Yeah.
And
well, then, the So that's the start.
Too dangerous on the river.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds great. So we'll...
You going to go down?
Up there tonight at the H Marker between airport and Thunder.
Yep.
At what time? Is it 6 o'clock is the first race and 6:30 is the K300? Oh, we got to get that right. I'm sorry. Tony,
yeah,
we're going to get that right.
6:30-ish.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Well, I'd like to say also hello to the YK Delta. You guys be safe. It's getting cold out. And if you're bringing children, make sure they're warm.
Okay, so let me get this right. So it's Friday today. At 4:45 is the Bogus Creek 150 start, okay? And then at 6 o'clock is the K300 start. So,
And
that's all. Those are both down at H Marker Lake.
Oh.
And I think they're going to start on Charlie's Lake, which is next near across from H Marker.
Yeah, I think it's a smaller lake there.
Yeah, but you're... But everyone needs to park near H Marker because only teams and mushers are going to be at the Charlie Lake spot.
Yeah.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling, Tony.
Thank you. Okay.
Well, we have quite a crew here from KYK covering the K300.
So Denning Barnes is coming.
Angela is here.
Denning has come back up.
And then Lillian is here.
Rybo is here.
Geraldine is here. Steph from KDLG is here. Dean is out there. Katie.
Anna Rose is out in the tundra somewhere.
Yeah, and Elena from Hawaii is out there too this year.
Oh.
Then we have Ben Matheson. He'll be writing details of the K300 bogus on the internet at kyk.org.
Nice.
So everything is being covered.
Yeah, and you know what's really cool is KYUK, the news director, Anna Rose, is spearheading a really neat program with rural radio in Alaska where there's going to be some like reporter exchanges. So we have two reporters from two other rural public radio stations. Mm-hmm. I don't have their names or their station ID, but they're here to cover our K300 as well from another part of Alaska.
Yeah, I think Steph is from KDLG. It doesn't say where she's from, but...
And then there's Avery.
Avery?
Yeah.
Avery?
Avery,
yeah.
Yes.
I don't know where he's from, but Will Peterson is here too.
Okay, so we got a bat. We got
and Christine.
We got everything covered.
Iris.
Yeah.
I don't have last names.
Okay.
But they're all here.
Well, we have a caller, Mike. Mike from Akiak.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Elo.
Well, what's happening?
Well, I'd like to wish all of the K300 mushers, 150, and upcoming dash mushers the best of luck. I originally signed up to run my 30th run on the Cusco, but due to my little health issues, I decided to have my son-in-law Thomas Carl run in my place.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we have two teams in there with Mike Jr. running the main team, and then Thomas Carl, my son-in-law, running the second team. But I'm kind of howling at the moon now. But you know, the race is so great that I really enjoyed racing every year all these years. Another little announcement before I hang up. The Nunavut, Alaska Provisional Government will meet on Tuesday and Wednesday on January 23rd and 24th at the UPTJK Allied Center. And only through this conversation will we understand what we're dealing with and also the issues that affect our daily lives in our villages and in our region. And those are tough issues with alcohol and the upcoming Donlin Gold project, which I think we need to have a big conversation, because it's going to have a big effect in our region and in our rivers and in our daily lives for the next for 30 years, and the issues other than that with public safety, justice programs, and others that we are dealing with, and only through the governments these can be addressed. And many of them are, you know, highly political. But I think only through the participation of the people, we can begin to address all of these issues that we're dealing with in the region. But anyway, good luck to all the mushers, and see all the tribal leaders on Tuesday and Wednesday at UPTJK, and all are invited to attend and listen. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. I'm going to look it up. I think that Donlin Gold will have a open forum at the Cultural Center this month, a discussion about recent permitting requests that they have, and public comment will be available. Okay, so I've got a message I'm going to read. I wanted to say the two news reporters. One is from Dillingham, Avery Lill from KDLG,
mm-hmm.
and Laura Craigill from KUCB in Unalaska.
Cool.
That's really neat.
Yeah.
And then our reporters, in exchange, will go and maybe cover something there in some of those rural areas and bring that back.
That'll be really fun.
Yeah, neat exchange and sharing stories.
Yeah.
And what a great event for these reporters to come and experience the K300.
Yeah. So if you have any comments, you can call 543-5985, 543-2756, or toll-free 1-800-995-8954, or email radio@kyak.org. You can use those numbers and the email anonymously if you want.
Yes. Yes, we will not use your name if you do not want. So we have Maddie, who's the manager for the K300, and I hope she's calling to make sure that we get the right information out. Good morning, Maddie.
Hey, good morning. I'm just calling to give everybody the right schedule and the times and everything.
Thank you.
Yeah, ours was printed the other day.
So maybe you got some updates. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we just wanted to let everyone know that the BOGUS is starting at 5. The K300 is starting at 6:30.
Okay, our information is different. All right, thank you.
Yep, and the start line is different this year. The start line is on the Charles Family Lake, which a lot of people keep asking me, where is that? So what you want to do is you want to park on H Marker Lake, not Hanger Lake. You're parking on H Marker Lake, and you're walking across. Yep. Yep. And you're walking across that road over to the start line. It's pretty hard. And start line we got every year. Crowley did a great job at setting it up again. So please park on H Marker and walk across.
Okay, good. And okay, so we got the times. The BOGUS race is at 5 p.m. and the K300 is at 6:30. Okay, great.
Yep, good. And then the fireworks are going to be at 8 p.m. this year. And so they're going to be at 8 right behind the fitness center.
Oh, back here. Good.
Oh,
so
neat.
we're giving people a little bit of time to get back over into that part of town. So at 8 o'clock, those will be going off.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Stay off the river with vehicles.
Yeah.
Too dangerous down there. That's why they moved everything.
Now.
Yep. And go ahead.
No, I was going to just real quick. Then there's the midway check-in, and that's going to be at ME. And can you give an estimate of the when people could start to see people come in there?
It's a little tricky. We can never predict with a ton of accuracy, but we're thinking morning, like 9 in the morning.
And you're talking about Saturday?
Saturday morning, 9 Saturday morning is probably going to be the first early couple. Keep an eye on the trackers.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say. The one thing I did want to say about that ME halfway checkpoint is we really need food. We need food for the mushers because they're going to be hungry and they're going to be tired, and it would be terrible if they showed up in Bethel and there was no food for them to eat.
Oh, I didn't know we fed them.
No,
yeah,
that's great.
They eat in the villages on the
checkpoint.
On
the
So they eat in the village checkpoint. So that's what we're trying to do the exact same here in Bethel, but we really, really need people in the community to step up here and bring some food for them.
Now, where would they take the food when they get?
Right to ME, right to the gym.
Okay.
And it's going to be from like 9 in the morning until evening time. So anytime you want to bring food, something that's hearty and will keep them going on that trail.
Okay, great. Okay. So then it'll be kind of like cafeteria style.
Yeah,
buffet.
So and that's the big thing that we wanted to get that announcement out today is please bring food.
Okay, nice. All right, so people can bring a dish. You can start bringing at 9 o'clock, but if you don't want to wake up early, you can bring something at noon.
Definitely come check out the checkpoint. It's really exciting that we get a halfway checkpoint this year. We've never gotten that before. We were only ever start and finish. So it's definitely a cool thing that we don't get to experience if you just stay here in Bethel.
It's like an upside to climate change.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
And
maybe.
So the race goes when it starts from Bethel to Tulaksack, and then BOGUS.
Yep.
And then back down to Tulaksack.
Yep.
And go back to BOGUS or to come to Bethel?
Nope, and then Bethel.
And then Bethel.
And then halfway, and then you do the whole thing again.
Again. Bethel,
yep.
Tulaksack, BOGUS, Tulaksack, Bethel. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. So, quite a big change.
It is. It's very different this year, but we're very grateful for the flexibility of our mushers and our trail markers and all our volunteers.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
So thank you. I mean, I'm sure you had some really interesting times facilitating the changes and having to think you have it and then realize we've got to rethink this yet again. And good job.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Well, and I just want to say, make sure that one other thing is with the the start line being in a different place this year, please, people, just keep an eye out for people crossing the road, people walking, dog teams, all that kind of stuff. Just keep an extra eye out.
Thank you.
We don't
will.
Hit anybody.
Okay. Yeah.
Good, all right.
Good point. All right. Thank you, Maddie.
See you guys later.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay,
see
bye.
You.
So we have a couple of calls lined up. Fritz, welcome to Talk Line, Fritz.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good.
All right.
Cold.
Yeah, it's I'll kindly hurry, but change the subject. I guess I'll be one of them guys that stir the pot. It's been a pretty hot topic for about a month now, this alcohol, going back to the local option law. You know, it's I haven't drank since about a year now, and so it don't really matter which way it goes. It could be local option or whatnot. You know, it's everybody has to take their own responsibilities. You know, they people should realize they should blame themselves rather than not blaming the liquor store. If a person wants to drink, he's going to go out and drink. And you know, this doing this local option law, it's kind of questionable. It's going to take a long time before I support a city-run anything.
Why is that?
Well, I got my personal
mm-hmm.
opinions
mm-hmm.
on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the port office. What are they going to do with that multi-million-dollar office down there that's manned 7 months out of the year? You know, it's...
Mm-hmm.
Nobody probably really likes to hear that, but it's the truth. I mean, there's somebody, one or two people down there year-round, Victor and his assistants or her assistants, whoever the case may be, but $1 million for a port office? Who came up with that idea? Everybody knows who came up with that, but, you know, why? It's poor mismanagement on the city, not the council. Well, they approved it.
They did approve it.
You know why? You know, and then here they want to open up a liquor store, city-run liquor store. I don't see it being run properly. If they ever open a city-run liquor store, it's not going to happen. If it does, you know, it's a piss poor management. To begin with, you know, everybody's just brown-nosing everybody, including the manager, and goes down to the directors that they don't even realize it. You know, it's time to clean up the management in the city. You know, it's time to go headhunting. I'm pretty sure some of the council members are listening, and they know who exactly I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and why give the manager a raise every year if he's doing a piss-poor job?
Hmm.
You know, it's ridiculous. And this is our tax dollars going to this manager and the attorney and whoever, the directors. They're getting raises every year. What about the water and sewer truck drivers? They're getting minimum wages to service the residents of Bethel. And here, the big head honchos are getting raises every year.
Hmm.
So where's all this money going? A brown-nosed management is where they're going.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you, Fritz.
Mm-hmm. And we're coming in loud and clear in CHEVAC, looks like.
Yeah, James, welcome to CHEVAC.
Yes.
And welcome
yes.
to Talk Line.
yes, just to wish you all a very, very happy Cusco 300. Happy Friday, and happy cold day, and this is Bundle Up, and this is coming from CHEVAC.
Wow, mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Okie dokie.
Good morning.
Right. Good morning.
We like getting our mm-hmm. greeting, our weekly greeting from CHEVAC.
Yeah.
Thank you, CHEVAC.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, so Fritz brought up the local option, mm-hmm. and city council voted against moving it forward from their end, but then Forbes Mitchell went ahead and is going the other way, mm-hmm. that local option can be put on the ballot, and that is through a local petition drive. So he's filed, and once that's he's got the first set of signatures, he filed it. Once that's been approved, then he will need to get 250 Bethel resident signatures. Once he gets those, it can then go on the next stage toward being on the ballot in October, where Bethel citizens can decide whether you would prefer, if there's going to be alcohol in Bethel, would you prefer that it be managed and all of the proceeds go directly to the city of Bethel? And that would mean that stores could not sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Restaurants could be issued permits, mm-hmm. to continue. So there's a lot of ways coming up where the citizens of Bethel will actually make the decision, I guess.
So I bet you that because of what Forbes is doing, it'll be one-term Forbes councilman.
I don't know. I mean, I think there's a lot of movement to get more control over the alcohol.
Maybe we'll hear from him and see what's
see what he says. Okay. Well, we have Cesari.
Good morning,
Cesari. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, good morning.
How are you doing?
That'd be cold race, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
We're back to the Arctic.
I don't like it. I don't like the warm-up.
Oh, sorry.
I'm safe for everything. Heat, oil, cars.
I have saved money on my stove oil. That's
for
sure.
I see. But anyway, that guy would call about local options and stuff, and you guys talking Latin and... You know, I know plenty of people would be in church felony because they have one bottle too many or stickers fell out or receipt been lost. And you get felony, you get, hunky anymore. You know what anymore. You know, it's one thing you know how to go to jury duty, good. But they have lots of bad things coming. And the regulation been adding and adding and adding, never ending. That's what the... People vote for wet. Everybody been tired nonsense where they're coming out for two cake, or people bring 2 cake beer and they took them out because it's too many amount, or you can make it wedding or birthday party yourself, because don't bring alcohol because it's too much, or there was many things, little things where they've been add together and people get sick about that. That's what is a local option. And if the city get that liquor license, you know, and the city get over, then they can't manage any businesses what they haven't before. Beside that, they go registrate everyone what buying what they're saying. They go and registrate everybody would buy beer or vodka or wine or something. And something happened or something. They have your record. They have them on you. They tell you, you've been drinking 11 cases beer this year. You alcoholic, no good for nothing. That would be happening. They registrate you. They're already talking about that. And they be know everything what they want to do and use against you with law or no law. They be have them on your records, and the records probably be floating all over the place. You have some people get a DUI or something, and the DUI get over, you get to liquor store, and after you have rights to go, and you find out, because you have him 6 cases beer or something, or 6 packs beer. That is really complicated. That is really issue. Mr. Forbes have own issue against the liquor. He admitted in the city council. He said, I'm not vote because I was 18 and I'm going back in there and I printed my way to run that city. And run people. See, I'm educated college guy, and I know what people needed in this town. And this is what he's saying. He not follow those job what he's supposed to be elected for. He should be support voters. And voters vote for liquor to make it city wet, and he should be supported that, not officially running petition against enterprise and private businesses. Why not go and just say, hey, I'm closing up all mechanic shop and we're city that is good for the town and we're getting that over. Mm-hmm. You know, people been dying. I remember there was one year, early 90s, there were so many people, we've been talking in the coffee shop, is ghost, big ghost come to this town or what? Because every week, 3-4 people die from somewhere and closing here, the wind never quit blowing, and this like crazy days coming that winter. There was some years the people died one, but nobody talk about that. Nobody telling people lost and grounded and go to home. We have memorials days for those with the basketball, whatever. There was people going, dying from one reason or another, and but nobody been talking, and now the everybody start making it, the upper river, they start making it big issue about alcohol really affect. Alcohol affect everybody would not know how to drive with it.
So we're coming up on the 5 minutes, Cesare.
Okay, yeah, this is what I'm saying. You know, this, you think in Akiak is no bootleggers? I pointed you at least 3 of them. And nobody talking about, you know.
Uh-huh.
And they're not getting only from here, but going to upriver to the Gopinan and bring alcohol from the outside because it's cheaper.
Yeah.
So why they shut everything called the Alaskan, you know, make it prohibition in the whole country. Come on, new country, creating new country to make it new government spending. Because
okay.
They're not running with own money, they're running from government money.
All right, so.
Okay.
Did you get it out of your system? Because that's your 5 minutes.
Okay, I'll call you back.
Okay, call back.
Good morning.
All right, good morning. So we have Mary from Bethel. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Mary. Welcome to Talk Line.
Morning.
Oh, did we lose Mary?
Mary, are you there?
Okay, call back, Mary. So next is
Edward from Otmal.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Edward, please call back. We lost your call.
And the numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954.
You can email us at radio@kyuk.org.
Mm-hmm. I think we have Mary back.
Mary was back. Oh, we're moving faster.
Right.
Ribo's getting himself back into the swing.
Oh, place. Yeah, he's always in the swing.
Yeah, he jumps right in. So, so local option is an issue, and then I want to give better information about the open, the comment meeting that's going to happen regarding Donlin Gold. So the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation will be sponsoring on January 23rd, that's Tuesday, next Tuesday, from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Cultural Center. And this is to hear about, to review the draft permits from Donlin Gold and the waste management proposal that they have for how they want to handle waste from the operation of the mine. You can go and hear about that and also give public comment. They also, they already met this week, I think a couple days ago, they met in Aniak. And then I'll see, and then they'll be in Anchorage. There'll be an Anchorage meeting to be held on January 26th from 6:30 to 9 at the Atwood Conference Center. So we're coming closer.
Right.
We're getting closer to Donlin becoming operational.
All right. Talking about the environmental impact statement.
Yeah. So we got a few more people now. Mary is back. Good morning, Mary. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
And turn down your radio, okay?
My radio is down, but I have my TV on. I'm going to turn it down.
Oh, okay.
I totally agree with the color previous to Jeff history about the city management in Bethel.
Uh-huh.
And him hoping that at least some city council members were listening.
Mm-hmm.
And because this just goes on and on and on. Like, one thing that I didn't like during Slavi, everyone was busy. And the city council had two speakers during that time. And why do they pick the busiest times to bring out something supposedly important to them?
Mm.
One was Mr. Springer speaking on marijuana, and the other speaker spoke on liquor stores and the money that the city is getting to pay for certain groups or individuals. And during those times, nobody really listens because they're busy doing something else. If the city really deems these things important, they should pick a time when everyone is not busy. And another thing is that I don't see why, because the people who work in the city or members of the city council, their behavioral health workers, and they should know the problems that alcohol and drugs, the problems related to those things.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we keep suggesting other things that they should do besides alcohol. And when that happens, it's just that, you know, what that tells me is that they really don't care. Neither does the health care system. Neither does the educational system. And it's just telling everybody that it's okay to do these things when they're not right.
Mm-hmm.
And I also don't like it when we call, like, to talk of Alaska, the hostess has a way of speaking for us or cutting us off, and yet still allow certain individuals to go on and on and on and on. Again, that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
And I people do that when they have things to hide. And the legislative session is going on. People can call up their representatives, and their senators, and the committee members to bring out these things. And I wish everyone to have a very good good New Year, and be informed about the decisions that affect our life, and also like pitching and how we can help and bring these things out into the open.
Thank you, Mary. Good morning. Okay, next we have John. Welcome to Talkline, John.
Oh, I finally got on.
Oh, my God, you're like 10 calls in.
Yeah, I know. You know why I do this call in the morning?
Why?
I don't have to wait for 30, 50 calls before I reach through.
Yeah, well,
I know it's very popular, you know.
Well, your theory was true this morning. You had to wait.
Well, and I was wondering, is this phone working, or is somebody intentionally left me hold here?
You
didn't know how to irritate me. Anyway, like a computer, it does its own talking.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to wish all the K-300 from all over Alaska, Bethel here, and I hope you all have a safe run, and please take the right route. Hopefully they're all posted on there.
Right.
So that when one of the boozers took a wrong route and he was complaining that it wasn't well properly marked, and I think it was, and just trying to be the winner in some other strange way, you know?
Yeah.
That's not fair to all the racers. I'm glad it's not being done that way again.
Sure.
You know, everybody wants a fair play, and I hope everyone has a good sportsman do that. And
mm-hmm.
then the winner, we all have good sportsman attitude, and congratulations to the winner, whoever it may be, you know.
Yeah.
And please be safe out there, and it's going to be at night when they're running, too. I hope they're well properly marked.
Mm-hmm.
And be nice to have our locators there, you know, when people making sure everybody's on the right route and safe. Because right now it's kind of, you know, it's kind of strange weather we've been having and all that. And as for Donald and Crick opening up pretty soon, now we're going to have two contentions we're going to have to face. Nature, it's been really warm lately, too warm. Fish need a certain depth in order to be cool, in order to survive.
Mm-hmm.
That's the scary part about this thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
You have two contentions. You have Donald and Crick. Contamination fears, and you have nature. It's warming up drastically every year. One time I read on the format that Alaska were coming up 5 to 6 degrees every year. That's yearly.
Wow.
Compared to what we're doing now. So you think about these things here, you
mm-hmm.
know. It's really, it's going to be really be a thoughtful process, because you have all these anemones in face in front of you when you're going to go for gold, and you don't know if the gold price is going to go up or down. Right now it fluctuates.
Mm-hmm.
Right now the most expensive thing I can think of metallic is the copper, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
anyway, I want to wish everyone welcome here to Bethel. Please have a safe run. Don't drink and drive. And if you're watching mushers on snow machines, please give them a lot of leeway, because they spook too. And we want nothing interfering with a good race.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Great.
Thank you.
Good morning, John.
You're welcome then. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Morning.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Morning.
Okay.
What was his excuse for not calling in first?
Well, he said he usually does to avoid the rush, but this time he tried something different, and he paid the price.
Oh, that's
he's going to go back to calling Brighton early next time.
Wassily.
Probably. Wassily. Good morning, Wassily.
Good morning, John. Yes, Kibono.
Wanewa.
Yeah, we are the Kotki Kibirun.
Oh, yeah. Here in Bethel at H. Marker Lake, they go to Tulik Sack and then up to
Bogus Creek.
Bogus Creek, and then back down from Bogus Creek to Tulik Sack, and then from Tulik Sack to Bethel. That's a halfway mark.
At Emmy.
Down. Yeah, at Emmy. Go back up that same way and finish at Emmy. Okay, the guy wants to thank the K300 committee for changing the route, because upriver is too dangerous.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's a good idea that they change the route this year. The guys are great, look.
All right.
Thank you. And Musher, be careful on the trail, because it's dangerous anyway.
Yeah.
Slippery, no snow.
Yeah.
But he's glad they're having the race.
Thank you, Wassily.
Good morning, yeah.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
So we have anonymous. An anonymous caller. Welcome to Talkline, Anonymous.
Yeah, good morning. Mike.
I wonder who there is.
Hey, you can hear me okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mike, I remember Mike was on. Remember Mike, he used to race for some mm-hmm. rides and everything, you know? Mm-hmm. How come Mike, you know, a lot of people are wondering why we weren't given a chance to vote on the sovereignty since it affects us the most. We should have been up to us, you know, and we all talk about liquor stores and we hear that if they put a petition with 250 signatures, they're going to open another liquor store or they're going to change it. But why don't people put a petition, 250 signatures, to go back the way it was? How come all of a sudden we need liquor stores, you know? We do a petition to go back and close these liquor stores down. How many people are going to die? How many families are going to be torn apart? You know, they don't need alcohol. Do that, Mike. You know, I'm asking you guys, you say you got a lot of power now with this tribal sovereignty. Well, use that power to really help your people. Get the alcohol board to close them liquor stores down. Another thing is, they say when you fill out your permanent fund, you register to vote, or be careful, don't register a Democrat. Look at these two guys who are supposed to be helping us. They want to take away our dividend. They complain that we're getting even $1,000. We could be getting $3,000. Both of them up for election. This other guy who's supposed to represent us, he let prisoners out early. SB 91, he sponsored that bill. It's lawlessness. Seems like we're living in a world, bizarro world, backwards. It's like elders need to tell us, people, I don't know what's going on with people, they get so bummed. What gives a man a right to go in a girl's dressing room just because he thinks he's a woman? That's not right. How about these babies that are being killed, you know? How about they have a chance to live? You know, upcoming election time to change it, you know. Speak up for our kids, for our future. You know, it's time to change. Okay. Thank you all. And
thank you, Anonymous. Good morning.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, as I like to put a disclaimer in,
mm-hmm.
when there's information that goes out that might be slighting one population
mm-hmm.
or another,
mm-hmm.
There are very few cases of men going into women's bathrooms and harming anyone, and that is not a thing. So, anyway, have to put that out there. All right, Devon, you can... Devon. Well, from TVAC, welcome
mm-hmm.
to Talkline.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
You are on.
Okay, yeah, just calling to say that hear you guys super crystal clear and loud over here and on the radio because it's on the internet, but it's on the radio, and I would like to listen to you guys like sometimes and every day.
mm-hmm.
Well, at least every Friday.
yeah. Every Friday at 10 a.m.
Yep.
And, like, even when I'm out on my expeditions, like berry picking in the fall time, I listen to you guys on the radio.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Cool.
Yeah, it's lots of good memories. Just and that's on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty cold out today. and it's got a vest warm when you're traveling, and it's a sunny day too.
Yeah, it's going to be a clear day. Real nice day.
Thank you, Devin.
Yeah, and like before they before they start the K300 race, they should like do a prayer circle, you know, like so.
A what?
Nobody gets a prayer circle.
Oh, a prayer circle. Okay.
Yeah, so they could pray on. Be safe on the trail.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody gets lost or nobody gets hurt, and rivers, the Kuskokwim River is not like last year or the year before.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And I hope nobody don't get hurt or get injured, but I hope the race goes real good.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Very nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Was that okay? Yeah. So we're gonna go to David.
After David, we got Zach.
Zach, our representative, is after David.
Down in Juneau.
Yeah, to look Zach.
Okay, David.
Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning. For your next stone set, Sally, you turn pan to the touch at you, or we should be Tawam Kanstan, Kasku 300 Takatas in that, Agna Aki Butani Kahan to me Achtan to court when not get your way. There was soon a Sally left side going down, left side of Honey, a Kermund Sama, was for Homunano, a Kermund Kids of Rowling.
Yeah, there are marks.
Now, Natalie, a Kermit get it near Ken Stunk to Tip Mani, to Sally Kenny, Lou Yam Honey, Pitini Sally, Ken Choker, Pitank, Tamak to me at Pitchaka. Nothing unsacun and talk with trail at Wayaki Kani at Okunski.
No, they won't. They're all, everybody knows who's racing which way to go. They know clearly. They know where all those dangerous spots that you were mentioning are at.
Okay, yeah. I'm not Chikutawam Tali, Autumn Tio, and here Ken Spachtank Stoker. Kaliak Kenny Peter Haluni Town, a shoe. Crack Tocht and Crack Kamani Lucky, Toyan Say Fakaluni. You'd Kashastun, Kantul, Yukun, so Kanoskun.
They know about that stuff already.
Yeah, Kasku Quimma, Katun Riling Hamusku.
They're not going to lose that.
Yeah, Muhammad Rita, King and Quim.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah. The dog munchers are well aware of where not to go and where to go.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that message has been expressed a lot. So I think that, and then I think people are looking out to make sure that no one ends up mushing in the wrong area.
Yeah,
so
the mushers know which way to go.
Yeah. So we have Zach.
From
Zach
Juneau,
Mansler from Juneau calling in. Well, from Bethel, but from Juneau now during the legislative session. And, you know, Zach used to be a talk line host.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Back years ago. So
I didn't see
welcome.
When the governor was talking last night, Zach.
Hello, yeah, Zach.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
Yeah, great. Yeah, that's true. I was a talk line host, and I was also a K300 race manager.
That's right. I mean, can you imagine the headache you'd be having about now?
Looking out at my thermometer every morning, I'd wake up to see if it had gotten cold enough to freeze. And then, you know, but I wanted to just, you know, call in and, you know, say, yeah, we're down here in Juneau, and I got to run to the floor here for an 11 o'clock floor hearing or session. But here in body and in mind, but spirit is with you guys in Bethel and with the whole Delta. This is just one of my favorite weekends of the year, and I wanted to just compliment Maddie and Deb and the board and all just the amazing volunteers that we have out there for, for putting on this race. They do such an amazing job. And this is going to be just another spectacular event. Really looking forward to see such a great big field in the Bogus Creek. That's an amazing field we have there. Also an amazing field in the 300, so many local mushers. So I will be following along avidly on the on the GPS tracker the whole time. And congratulations to everybody up there for being able to persevere under such adverse conditions.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Adverse.
All right. Yeah.
Hey, I got a quick question.
Sure.
What do you think is going to happen to that man, I forget his name, who was bashing Native women getting pregnant going to Anchorage just for a trip to get an abortion? What's your opinion
what?
On that guy?
I don't even know that story.
Are you referring to Representative Eastman?
Yeah.
Well, you know, he was censured last year for those comments. Those comments were vile. They were racist. They don't represent reality. You know, and I was, you know, horrified to see those comments be made. And I think, you know, the whole House majority was, and that was why he was censured for them. And he, you know, hopefully we see a change and we see an understanding about that, because it's, you know, just patently not true and just quite offensive that he would make those comments and you know, essentially double down on them at times.
Yeah, yeah.
It's my understanding that they want to kick him out of the legislature.
I don't know if you know, I don't know what the process is there. I don't know how that works exactly. I haven't heard anything about trying to kick him out, but I do know that we, you know, censured him to make sure that he understands that is not in any way, shape, or form appropriate to say, you know, and an appropriate thing to express public in any way, shape, or form ever. So,
so we've got a busy year.
We do. We have a very busy year coming up. It's going to be slammed. We're excited. You know, we had a great State of the State speech last night, and you know, I think that the governor hit the nail on the head. We can't take this session off. We need to work hard. We need to fix this fiscal issue, and we need to move forward. And I'm really excited. I've got a lot of excellent legislation that really helps kind of our state, but also our region a great deal, that we're really pushing. And we're very close on a bill for funding for Alaska Civil Legal Services. That's something that's really important. We have a bill for emergency medical transportation, providing more federal money for ambulance rides for Medicaid and things like that. That's a very important bill for the city of Bethel. We have a very important bill that we're about to drop that is helping to recognize our tribal governments and tribal entities so that they can make sure that they get the government rate when somebody, say, traveling on work business to go to Anchorage, that if they rent a car, they get that government rate if they're doing work on behalf of their tribe. So that's another big bill for us. And of course, we have some other major bills that we're looking at, some judicial retirement system reforms that will have some savings on the front end of them, and also some bills that will hopefully change our money services laws so it makes it easier and cheaper for those folks in villages that need to use charge cards to fill those cards and to give them better access to monetary systems, since, you know, everything's always changing and we're no longer kind of in the system where we use a lot of checks and things like that. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
well, we look forward to, if somebody wanted to learn more about what you were sponsoring, is there a website they would go to, or how does that work?
You can go to akledge.gov, and then you can click, and you can find links of us, and then, you know, like, it'll show, it'll say things like, click on bills that I'm either sponsoring or co-sponsoring. You can find out more there.
Okay.
You can always follow along on Facebook. We've got, you know, hearings already have started. You know, session, like I said, it's happening here in a couple minutes, so I do need to probably jet here.
Yeah, go ahead.
But then we, you know, I already have bill hearings that start on Monday, and we're pushing very hard. I understand very much when I've been in our villages, we want to get out of here in 90 days, and I want to come back home so I can, you know, hang out in Bethel and get to the villages and keep talking to people, because that's the most important thing, is listening and finding out what we can do. And
Well, thank you so much for that. And I'm going to be down there in February, in Juneau, and I will be setting up a time to come and chat with you. So that'd be great.
Look forward to it.
Yeah,
all
right. Don't go over 90, because you ain't going to get no per diem.
Yeah.
per diem ends. If we don't do our job, then we probably, you know, shouldn't be paid. So we need to get our job done on time. But,
okay.
Good luck to everyone in the race today, all our local mushers and volunteers. Everybody stay safe. Thank you guys for running a great show. Koyana to everyone listening, and look forward to seeing everyone. I think we'll be back in the middle of February for some town hall meetings.
Cool.
All right. Well, thank you, Zach.
Yee, Koyana.
Have a good day.
Morning.
And next we have Gregory. Thank you for waiting, Gregory. Welcome to Talk Line.
Nanu. Good morning. I'd like to pass on warmth of my heart and strength of my soul for the individuals involved with search and rescue.
Nice.
And along that line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you, Gregory.
I'd like to tell a joke there, but I don't think you'd like the rubber ducky joke.
No rubber ducky jokes. No. Okay. Thanks, Greg.
Okay.
Gregory from Bethel. Thank you. Renee. Athenas, I think, if I'm wrong.
You know, you got it right. It's me.
Good morning.
Good morning. I sent you a one on email, too, so don't read that now I'm talking to you. First off, I want to say thank you. The Bethel Council on the Arts wants to say thank you to everyone who helped with the Warden's concert.
Mm.
Were absolutely fabulous, and if you missed them, I'm so sorry you did, because they told great stories, they had good harmony, they had a great slideshow. They're from the Canadian Rockies, and it was an amazing concert, and that's really good. And I want to mention that Bethel Council on the Arts has a full lineup for 2018. We have a concert February 6th with internationally known pianist and celloist doing classical music. So put February 6th on your calendar. And then, of course, Chimay is March 16, 17, and 18. And then if you like Irish music, we got an Irish band coming with the unusual name of Socks in the Frying Pan. But they play traditional Irish music, and we're going to have a rollicking good time. I've seen them. They are just really
good.
Yeah. And then Just Desserts will be in the fall, and we are lining up soon to book, I hope, this group called The Sweet Remains, which are They're U.S.-based, and they do a lot of what they call folk modern rock, and they'll be here in October. So that takes care of the Bethel Council on the Arts. I want to mention Best in the West is almost coming to a close for those of you who have good business ideas. Get a hold of me. Get a hold of Grady in the library. The last workshop that folks need to attend is January 24th. That's next Wednesday. Make sure you come in and attend that, and you have to submit your applications by January 26th, 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be, we've got money lined up. It's going to be good. And then the last thing, of course, tomorrow is the very first 2018 Saturday Market. So head on down. Get to see what's happening, warm up. We're going to try to have the race up on the big screen, you know, so you can follow the tracking them.
Mm-hmm.
So, we are in total support of the K300 and anything we can do to make this week a good week for the mushers, the dogs, and all of Bethel, and our massive amounts of tourists that come in. If you want more information, call me, 543-4538. And I think that's it.
Cool. Okay. So you can shop and watch the big screen and find out who's in the lead.
Right.
Cool.
Well, that's a neat idea.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Renee. Good morning.
Oh, for a while there, I think my voice wasn't quite on.
Pardon?
Can you hear me through your mic?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Your headphones?
My headphones, yeah.
Okay, good. All right, Harry. Good morning, Harry. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, what's on my mind is, you know, like, I don't think anybody really publicly thanks the founder of the K300.
Oh, talk to us.
And that would be Myron. I think with the K300, dog mushing has prospered and flourished within the Kuskokwim area. You know, Gillingham area, dog mushing has really died off. Up north, there's not really much, but out in this area, the Kuskokwim, see the number of village dog teams that are still actively racing due to in part of the K300 being among one of our events during wintertime. So big thank you to Myron Axman and all the other people like Bev, John McDonald, and the founders of the K300, and the past and current managers.
Mm-hmm. I can mention a few, Elias Laffey, and there's a bunch of others, Peter Jacobs Racing, and other mushers that passed on, Daima.
You know,
those were the beginning of the K300.
Big thank you to those. If you think about it, we got one of a few competitive village dog racing out in Western Alaska here in Bethel. So just had to bring that up. Nothing else.
Thank you. Yep. Harry from Bethel. Harry.
Oh, it's Herman.
Oh.
Good morning, Herman. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, I could be Harry.
No, you
can't. Herman Nelson.
No, you all get my name wrong there, John.
Oh.
What did he name Gage Drake?
Good morning again.
Good morning. Hey, I was going to speak out on, you know, you're talking about politics, and let me finish what I was going to say about Representative Eastman and what they did to him. You know, right now the committees, they're packed with people who support the governor's expensive programs, you know, like Medicaid expansion, you know, And what David Easton said was, gee, Medicaid is being abused. Some people from villages and even from the cities, they're having babies just to go down. They pay their on expense way down to Seattle with their boyfriend or whoever made the baby to go kill that baby. And some of them, they do it four or five times and just to go for a trip. That's what David Easton was saying. But right now, them Democrats, they're controlling our politics and they use Native people. They twisted around to say he's saying Native women, and he wasn't saying Native women. I can say that because I'm a Native. And I don't like when people watch that movie, Hillary's America. They're famous for that, them Democrats. They turn race against each other. And that guy who was just on, election coming up, I don't know if he can use public radio, I don't know, campaigning, but you mentioned that crime bill. A lot of these criminals, they're going free. You know what? They get free Medicaid. Once they do that, they get free housing. It's like they're being rewarded. And you got to remember, at some time, these people who are doing that to us, you know, and they use radio. People believe that. They say, gee, that Beastman, they slander him. But they're the ones who are the crooks, and that has to stop. Remember these guys next election time, you know. It's hurting us, you know. It could be a lot better. Okay, and what I don't like, a lot of them, they walk around with crossbows just like they're Natives. It's not our Native way to do things that they're telling us to do. You know, but you can tell by the way he says support the governor. I hear the governor tell us he wouldn't touch our permanent fund. Teddy, tell us, be happy. Once you get the guy, you don't take it off. Now you're going to take even more and tax us, you know. There's something really dangerous going around. They control the news. You watch KTU, KTVA. They're trying to just destroy the country just to get votes, and they're using Native people. You guys got to wake up. Okay, Quran up, you don't worry, that's how things are going to be until Christ Jesus come back. It's going to get worse and worse, you know.
Okay, but Herman.
But we're going to speak up against it, ma'am. Bye.
Okay.
Good morning.
Wow. That was a lot. So real quick, we have Grady Deaton here. You're going to give us a little bit of information about Bethel Live tomorrow night.
Yes.
And you have to talk really into the mic.
I'm so excited. Now, later in the evening, there's going to be a fiddle over at the BNC Multifunction, so I think that's worth mentioning. But
tonight.
That's tomorrow, too.
Tomorrow, okay.
Right. But earlier in the evening, 7 o'clock till about 9 o'clock p.m. at the Cultural Center, we'll have the race statistics up on the board. And tomorrow night, Saturday, the 20th, after Saturday market, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., prize money. Yes, I have prize money for best karaoke and best open mic. So
best karaoke. Oh, my gosh. Now, how will that be decided? Who decides that?
It's a great question. Last time, our esteemed co-host here was one of the
Mr.
judges.
Active was one of the judges.
Shane and Anna Rose and...
oh, that's right. The KYUK crew were judging, but do you have judges now?
I don't have my judges lined up, but it's an open invitation to John and yourself as well.
Hey.
Yeah, you're not
you know what, let's
Come
go.
On.
Let's go judge karaoke tomorrow.
Sign us up now.
Yeah, tomorrow night, John and I, we'll judge karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have
I don't think that Shane was a judge last year. He should be on this year.
Anna Rose was last time.
Yeah.
Well, it's an open invitation to anyone from KYUK who shows up to assist with the judging.
Yes.
And... well, that's all I have to say for now. You know, people want to know that Fotai is going to be there as usual, serving food, so that's good. I have a couple other caterers lined up, but no firm commitments.
And it's like a family event.
Yes.
And anyone can come, 7 to 9?
9 p.m. Yeah, it'll go a little bit later than that.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, the reason
Thank you,
Shane couldn't be a judge last year was because his son was doing rap dancing, I think.
Yeah, his son did a great job.
Jackson.
Yeah. Jackson did an excellent job.
Yeah. So we're going to go to some callers. But thank you, Grady. Thank you for
thank
coming
you
in.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah. All right, so our next caller is Alexi from Napakiak.
Mm-hmm. Good
Welcome.
Morning, Alexi.
Good morning, Appa, and good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Talk I'm going to have subject on Down Creek. Mm-hmm. I'm always against that. They are going to be using a lot of water. I mean, lots of water.
Yep.
To get those gold extracted and using the cyanide, it's going to use, I mean, unbelievable, a lot of water.
Yeah.
And once they use that, they have to put that water somewhere, somewhere container,
mm-hmm.
so that cyanide and all that heavy metal will not go into the water or into the streams. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole thing that I wanted to see, not the tailing piles when I was up there. I know where the tailing pile's going to be. It's in between those two mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not worried about it. I'm worried about the cyanide. Where are they putting it after they use it?
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, they're going to be using a lot of water. And if they use that water, I'm sure that water is going to have some kind of a heavy metal in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the only place that I could think of those people to go to discharge that is into that creek.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think
there's
that's
no other place.
That's the wastewater permitting that they're seeking now.
Well, they need to have a monitor that, not from the Don Gold employees, but like AP or something should monitor that
mm-hmm.
really closely.
Mm-hmm.
And we have fish every year. In our area, in YK Delta area, we eat fish all year round, okay? All year round. In the summertime, we have kings all the way down to silver that goes up to spawn. These fish, that five species fish that goes up river, these are the renewable resources. These are renewable, feeding our people for generations. And if something happens, that renewable resource is going to be gone. The animals, moose, geese, ducks, rabbits, squirrels, all that in the land's going to be destroyed too, and we won't have all that no more. Our main food is fish, because the fish oil is really good for your body. That fish is really good food.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these are renewable resources that we have mm-hmm. that's been going on for thousands of years. Donald Gold is not a renewable resource. It's only one time, and I think that's only 30 years. It was 27 plus, that plus was my question, and that instruction said 30 years. To me, I think it's going to 30 plus to me, the way I see it, because they're going for that gold.
Well, the tailings pond, that has to be monitored in perpetuity, which means forever.
Forever.
That means there can be no mistakes forever. And that,
mm-hmm.
that's according to Donlin's own reports. They say, though, that tailing pond will have to be, which will be more like a small lake, will have to be monitored in perpetuity. And guess who has to monitor it? Not Donlin.
No, they won't. Where is the funding going to come they start monitoring it, and down goes no longer digging gold. Who is going to pay for monitoring? They got to pay for someone to monitor that.
That's right.
You know, they can't go without money nowadays.
Yeah.
So
that's a good question.
And that's where it's going to have another stuck, is that where is the money going to come from? Once Don leaves that area,
mm-hmm.
that tailing pile is going to be there for as long as we are living, our generations keeps living.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And that's my problem. On that, my concern is I don't want it to start, but that's something that I have a feeling. And thank you very much for letting me speak.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Just ran up.
Yeah, just up on the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. So Next we have Susan from Bethel. Good morning, Susan.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I know there's lots of arguments on this mining and all that, and the guy brought up some really good points. Hopefully there was enough petitions that will be on the national ballot, I mean the statewide ballot in October, the statewide ballot to vote. It's to strengthen up the mining regulations. They haven't, a lot of them haven't been updated for like 50 years, mm-hmm. and the technology has been advanced. So, and the other thing is EPA, a week before Christmas, it was on national news, 800 employees were laid off. These are federal employees, and 200 of them were scientists. So it's all the more important that us as state citizens and communities really step up and on this, because the feds are kind of, the current administration out of D.C. is not respectful about global warming or any of these facts that are going on. Anyway, I wanted to put something about food bank. Lions Club's going to resurrect it. Typically it's the third Saturday of each month, but that hits K300, so we're going to do it next weekend.
Good.
And we need volunteers because we're registering people for the year, mm-hmm. and it's confidential who goes through there, but it's a small town, and we are helping each other
mm-hmm.
going through times. And food insecurity is something nobody can argue about. We can argue about liquor stores and who run them and all that, but people need food. And that again, will be next Saturday. Friday at 5:30 or 6, we're going to sort the food. Saturday, it's going to be open from 10 until 1. This is next week, Saturday again, the last Saturday of January. And it'll be open from 10 to 1, but we need volunteers to be there at 9. And the cook for the ONC Meals on Wheels, he's volunteering to help with a soup kitchen there so people can warm up and have some soup and visit with each other if they want.
He makes the best soup, I tell you.
Yeah, he's a good man. He wanted to help with food bank.
Yeah, yeah.
And then also, this is a Lions Club function, but it's for the community, and we want community volunteers. Lions Club does things for the community, and we also invite people to join the Lions Club. They can be a member. We had a meeting last night, and we voted to get a snow go for search and rescue because they used to have a fleet of snow goes. Now they're down to one that they keep getting parts for,
cool.
and people are using their own snow goes. So we're getting the ball rolling on that, and we challenge other entities to think about this, get a snow go for their search and rescue so they can build up their fleet.
Mm-hmm.
Also, one of the things we do internationally is recycle glasses. They go to headquarters around the world and get put together and go to third world countries, and some go back locally. So everybody wears glasses, mostly everybody. So I'm going to put a collection bin tomorrow at Saturday Market. And if you got glasses, dig up the old ones and bring them over. And because I try to get a box together for every convention that people go to, and we've been able to do that this past year. By the time there's a convention, somebody can bring a box to them, and that always makes Bethel, you know, on the map there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then before we go, again on food insecurity, by luck as would have it. Once a month, the library shows a political movie, mm-hmm. and this Thursday, they're showing one about food insecurity. It's called A Place at the Table. It's free. Mm-hmm. It's at 7 o'clock, and it'll be at the library. They closed down, but they have this in the Alaska room and can watch the movie.
Okay, and what day is that?
That'll be Thursday, and it's called A Place at the Table, I believe, and it's about food insecurity.
Okay.
And I think that's really timely that's couple days before we resurrect the food bank.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we didn't do it for several months because it went to Salvation Army and they did their thing. But now mm-hmm. that they're not here anymore, we've got that back. So.
Good, okay.
And people can donate food, too. Two of our active Lions Club members are managers of both of the banks. So people can actually bring food to either of those banks.
Okay.
Or they can bring it to food bank when we're opening up and setting up on Friday or Saturday. And if anyone has any questions, I'm in the phone book under Susan Taylor.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Susan.
So, all right. Y'all have an awesome K300 weekend.
All right.
Sue, if people want to donate to the food bank, can they bring in subsistence caught foods, fish, moose meat, whatever?
I would say that should go on Meals on Wheels because they need food, too, and the people love traditional subsistence food. We have regs we have to follow with food bank clientele. But definitely, you guys, Meals on Wheels is a real good program, and Lions Club is building is being used for that, too. And In the morning,
so,
you can drop off. They got a big freezer to put it in.
Okay. Thank you, Susan.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. So next we have live and in person, Vernon. Good morning,
hey,
Vernon.
Good morning to you guys, too. Great to be here. I love listening to your show. I listen to it religiously every every Friday. I like listening to all the calls and what people have to say, and also the yuktu and ktfaktugut that John does. That's interesting subjects that people bring up. Exciting times happening here in Bethel. The I'm like, you could just feel the energy in the air about the K300.
Right, right.
Extra people here at KYUK. Mm-hmm. Even Lillian has a bed here. I thought,
whoa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's, it's all going on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So did you want
to... Well, I thought, since I was here, I was just delivering some things here to the studio. And so I thought, occasionally I try to call in every once in a while from Anchorage if I have something to bring up, and it's a little different when you're listening online as opposed to listening to the radio, because, you know, like sometimes I'll try calling in about 11:15 and not realizing that when you're listening online, you're kind of like there's a lag. There's a little lag between listening online, and so by the time I call, the show is off.
Okay, or even
a few minutes, you know, because by the time I call, the show is over. Mm-hmm. Anyways, that being said, I'm here for the K300, and we're excited about that happening. But I thought I would mention two things most importantly. Wanted to invite the listening audience, folks in the Bethel community, about the meeting that's going to be happening at the Culture Center.
Oh, yeah, I think I mentioned that.
Culture Center next Tuesday. It'll be from 5:30 to 7:30, and it's the APDES. I can't remember the acronym right off the top of my head.
Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation.
Yes, exactly.
I have it written down, so it's not off the top of my head.
So
what is your role?
Talking about the EIS, right?
And no, it's the review. Well, you can.
It's part of the permitting process, and so there's concerns two different permits that are going to be done, the water, and I guess I want to address talk about. Alexi Michaels called.
Yeah. Real quick, can you just say your role with Donlin?
I work with community relations.
Okay.
I've been with the company for, I think I'm going on my seventh year, and
we
go out to communities. Of course, there's like 56 villages in the region, and we can't go to them all at once each new year, but we kind of break it up into... halves.
So I'm sorry to kind of cut to it, because we have some other callers. So what is it that... Alexi, what did you want to address that you heard?
Okay.
That'd be great.
Well, I'll just finish my thought here. We go to communities, we go to about 30 each village, and so I always encourage folks that are going to or are in the village communities I encourage them to come to the meetings, because we keep them updated on the latest things that are happening, so it's really important to have the community's input. If you're out there... And like Alexi, when we go to Napakiak, he should come to the meeting so we could answer his question. But Alexi had gone on a site visit to the mine last summer. And I know during one of his calls, he was implying that the mine is in operation. It is not in operation whatsoever. We can't proceed without having received any of the permits. So we're in that permitting stage right now. And so the meeting on Tuesday from 5:30 to 7:30 is having to do with two of the permits. So we encourage folks in the community that have comments to make. And it's not a Donlin meeting. It is about Donlin, but it's being put on by the state. So the state wants to hear from you. So go over there and make your comments and concerns known, but
One real quick question then that he did ask was, what does happen to the cyanide after it's used?
Well, you know, like it has, you know, there's a lot of there is going to be a lot of water that's going to be used. That's correct. There, mm-hmm. The cyanide pit is not. I mean, the wastewater area. Nothing is in place yet. The only things that are up there are tents. Everything has to be temporary because no permits have been issued, so nothing permanent could be done. And then so on to the question about the water, there is going to be a lot of water being used, and so, you know, like, that being said, you have to recycle the water over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And the cyanide is used in the whole processing, it has to be neutralized before it goes out into the area that they're going to store it in.
The tailing pond?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so with all the regulations that are in place, it has to be above state. Donlin is going to make sure it's above state standards, that you can't put anything out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what's going to be done with that. And so all the cyanide has to be neutralized before it's even taken out there out of the waste.
Okay. And then is part of the permitting to be allowed to release some treated wastewater back into the rivers?
Well,
or
the majority
streams?
Of the majority of the water, like I said, is going to be used over and over again because they're going to have there's plants. They have a plant like in Golden Sunlight, mm-hmm. and in Gold,
yep.
Strike, where they do that process. You have to use the water over and over again, and so
right.
You know,
but at some point, will it be released back into
and
the streams?
It's treated, and so even the water as it stands now is not at state. I'm like, there's arsenic in there, mm-hmm. and wherever there are minerals happening naturally, you can see that they're like if you went up there and did the test on the water that occurs there naturally, it isn't at the standards that we're going to be releasing it at,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
because, you know, wherever there's minerals, there's of course going to be,
right, you wouldn't be allowed to introduce even more of those kind of minerals,
yeah,
that are already existing.
Yeah, it has to be, and the standards that they're going to be using is higher than what the state allows.
Okay.
And
so we're gonna
that what I wanted to say was, so encourage folks to go to that, and then something else that I want to encourage folks, parents and high school students of Bethel Regional High School, is, and you probably heard the public service announcement and seen the ad in the Delta Discovery.
This is for the education.
The student council is putting on the College and Career Fair, which we support, and it was successful last year, and so want to encourage parents to pencil in for their calendars next on the 25th from 10 a.m. in the morning until 2 p.m., and we're going to have over 30 college and technical schools there, in addition to other possible employers to come to at the event. So encouraging all parents, and there's going to be scholarships, mm-hmm. that will be drawn for participants who bring their parents to the event. So mark that on your calendar.
That's a great
and
event.
Thank you for having me pop in.
Yeah, mm-hmm. thank you very much.
And again,
want to
say, great
thanks.
Show.
Thanks for taking a hot topic and answering some questions. Have a great day.
Absolutely. Thank you, Vernon. Yeah. Thank
so
you.
I think we're down to what do we have? 1 minute? We got about 5 seconds.
Okay, well,
we got
good to have you back.
I know. I'll see you next week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good, good. Mm-hmm. Well, everyone have a wonderful day. Great race. And,
thank you, Rybo.
Here we. Yeah. Thank you, Rybo.
Our engineer.